USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are down to the wire. 57 days left until you go to vote. President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week. Now, if you believe in polls, the Real Clear Politics average of polls finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign, apparently well aware of the numbers, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan, a key battleground state. He will be there Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red for the first time since 1988. President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president's scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This Labor Day weekend, colleges and universities across our country urging students to stay put on campus to cut down on the potential spread of the coronavirus. To the hospital now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the suspect shot by police speaking out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Turning now to the Kentucky Derby results. The call on NBC as Authentic upsets the horse favorite in the race, Tis the Law.
Authentic, Tis the Law, here's the wire. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Because of coronavirus concerns, no fans inside the venue, John Velasquez, the Derby winning jockey for the third time.
It's always the concern that you let the horse do way too much in the first part of the race. Bob, keep telling me, just make sure you save that eighth of a mile. I want that eighth of a mile. And switch your whip left-handed. That's what he said. I want you to hit left-handed. And he responded right away.
Meanwhile, outside the venue at Churchill Downs, protesters and counter-protesters over the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. In USA News for Your Health now, the CDC still trying to get people to stop smoking and vaping. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quit. The lead author of the TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
TIP is effective. Our new study results show during 2012 through 2018, the TIPS campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIPS campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.